How are you today? Doing well. Awkward. Awkward. Yeah.
I bring it, right?
After the Atlanta loss, way back when, the Wednesday practice was brutal. After the San Diego win, what's the Wednesday practice like for you guys today?
Brutal. No, it was good. It was, you know, it's interesting because obviously the way you play sometimes or how things happen, you know, do dictate the mood. And it's been good. I mean, the guys have really come out with a lot of energy today. Focus was a little squirrely at times because they had so much energy. I mean, they're practicing hard, which is really good. And when they're focused, they're doing a lot of good things. It's you know, obviously a lot easier after a win, most certainly.
Thomas Austin's illness was...
Oh, he was sick. I mean, yeah. Yeah, flu sick. So it was not pretty. Hopefully not, and hopefully it's not contagious. But he wasn't feeling very well, and so Ryan kept him off the field and actually sent him home a little bit after they had a chance to give him some medicine. And then Thomas Davis, really, we were just resting. Dewan took the walkthrough reps. Jordan Gross, we're resting. Jeff Hangardner obviously still with the foot, Brandon LaFell with the toe still, and then Jonathan with the ankle. Jonathan actually did a lot of work yesterday, was a little bit sore today, so we backed off as far as that was concerned.
Some of those guys are close to, you know.
Yes, they are. And it's, you know, again, Brandon played, you know, and he played about 20 snaps last week, so it was good to see him back out on the field. And, again, we're just going to be cautious with him as we go forward with him and his toe.
Any setbacks from having played?
No. That's the best part, you know, and he said he felt pretty good. So, you know, we're going to treat him as such and see how he is tomorrow and then see how he is on Friday and Saturday, obviously.
Piggy can't go and it's fires again.
Yes.
He showed you that.
Yes, he did. And, you know, probably the best thing is he's more of a pure center than he is a center/guard type guy. Under center, he seems to have a little bit more balance, a little bit more awareness. Did a nice job setting the fronts for us, calling out the protections, stuff like that, working with Cam as far as getting those things set and squared away.
Bring up a sore subject. It's been a while since you guys have won three in a row here. Has that become a rallying point this week, or is it...
Not necessarily. Right, so we don't have to talk about it. Not necessarily. I mean, you obviously want to win three, you want to win four, you want to win five, as many as you can in a row. And really, it's just really about winning more so than anything else. So, I really don't think it's something that has to be talked about.
How instrumental, how vital have these fast starts been to your success the last couple of weeks?
I think very, very, very important. You know, to get a lead, get up on people. I think it helps as far as play calling goes, but also helps defensively with the play calling there as well. I think the thing that, you know, we got to do, and more so than anything else, is continue to be consistent. You know, don't do the negative plays. Don't make negative plays. Don't put ourselves in bad positions, you know. We had a chance for a couple of negative plays on the defensive side early, which is disappointing, jumping off sides, giving them, you know, first down, stuff like that. Those are the types of things that we've got to eliminate and make sure we don't do to give the, you know, the opponent opportunities. And then, again, we've got to be solid with the ball. We can't turn it over, and if there's a chance for us to get it, we got to get it.
Thomas Davis was the Panthers nominee for the Walter Payton Award. I'm sure that rings for you on a couple of different levels. What does that mean for Thomas, and if you can kind of speak to the kind of person that Walter Payton was?
Well, you know, I think the thing that people got to understand is, you know, the award's named after Walter Payton for a reason. Walter was a very generous, giving person in the community of Chicago. And throughout his time as a player there, there were many things that he got involved with. And during his dying days, he got involved with the organ donation program, and that was huge. You know, and obviously he passed, and they just kind of kept the legacy going in Chicago as far as that is concerned. And the league felt that it would be a good thing to have an award named after one of the all-time great players. So to me, it has some significance and some special meaning. And for a player like Thomas Davis to be nominated, I think it means just as much because of what he does in this community here in Charlotte. You know, the very unselfish approach he has to the people in this community and to this team. As far as this team's concerned, or at least in my opinion, you know, what he's given us in the last few years, even though he hasn't played a lot of football, is really just a great example of somebody just won't quit. And I think that rings true for who he is as a person more so than anything else.
Thomas,
And then, Coach, speak to what Thomas has been able to give you on the football field this year, because as you said, he hasn't been able to.
Well, the one thing he has been on the football field, other than the spiritual leader of this team and emotional leader, has been great play. The excellence in terms of which he's played his position, you know, starting out as a, I don't want to say a part-time player, but really a guy that played in special situations, circumstances for us, and now a full-time starter. He's back from those injuries, obviously, and hopefully continue to stay healthy and continue to play. I mean, he has been an impact player for us. Him and Luke have developed a really nice cohesiveness. They're a good tandem of linebackers. And Thomas is somebody I feel very strongly about just because of who he is as a person.
Your fondest memory of Walter?
It's hard to say because there are so many great memories about who he is as a football player and as a person. But I will say this. The one thing that he did was it didn't matter if you were a first-round pick, a starter, or a free agent backup. He treated you the same, and he treated your family as if he knew them forever. He was just that kind of a guy. He really was just a great teammate.
You ever run the hill?
Yes, and he ran me like a dog. The hill's about 75 yards. It's about a 45-degree incline, I guess. And, you know, he always tried to get guys to come out and work out with him. So a group of us went over there one day, and, you know, we went on his start, and he just, you know, he finished 10 before I think most of us finished 5 or 6. I mean, it was just part of his workout, and his tremendous work ethic, and he was, like I said, a real good teammate to be around.
Yeah, Robin Hicks, what did you see out of him?
Well, a big, stout, physical offensive lineman, good size, very powerful at the point of attack. I had a chance to watch a little bit in practice today. Liked his hand placement. He kept slipping a little bit. I think it had a lot to do with his shoes. But when he was able to anchor and really get a good base, you could see his power. So it'll be interesting to see how he does the next couple of weeks, and then hopefully going forward with him, you know, see what he can do as we go into next year. We're good? All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.